Thank you. God bless you on this morning and welcome to Global Time with Jesus Christ. You're connected to the Maximum Radio Network. And it's Monday morning and it's April 7th already. We thank God for the time that He's given us. It's another day in which we can come alongside of you and you can come alongside of us, and together we approach His Majesty, His throne of grace and mercy. On behalf of ourselves, on behalf of the nations, on behalf of our family, our community, yea, even our city, well, we praise God today. Today is today we are praying for the Middle East. And it is the number day it is in our journey towards the end of our adventure, which would be on Palm Sunday. So today is the 34th day, if you will. I lost track of my day numbering schedule. And thank you for your patience. It's Monday, April 7th. And we're seeking God today for the liberation of, well, actually the joy of liberation. You know, joy is a fruit of the Spirit. And it's quite different from happiness. Happiness depends on wonderful feelings concerning some wonderful happenings or circumstances, and that's okay. However, joy is a fruit of the Spirit, and joy is permanent, and it is a foretaste of the joy of the kingdom, the peace of the kingdom that is constantly resident. So in the midst of the most dire circumstances and happenings, you can have joy, because joy is from within. It is not dependent on anything external. So we want to preserve our joy, and we want joy for the nations, because that's what God wants. So let us look at a scripture that gives us some sense of that. And it's taken from Psalm 126, verse 1 to 3. And here's what it says. When the Lord brought back the captives of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with joyful shouting. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. And we are glad. Let's look at another scripture that takes us where we're going on this day. Blessed is he who has regard for the weak. The Lord delivers him in times of trouble. The Lord will protect him and preserve his life. He will bless him in the land. Psalm 41, verse 1 through 2. So that's a promise of God, and we're standing on that promise today. We are praying on behalf of the Middle East, and today we want to pray for Egypt, Iran, and Iraq. Egypt, Iran, and Iraq. And we want God to bless these nations. Be reminded that God, our Father in heaven, He owns the nations. And there are tons of nations, so to speak, on the earth. There's over 198 plus nations on the earth. I'm telling you, God is awesome, and that He is created all of those nations as an inheritance for his son, Jesus Christ. We see that in Psalm 2. In fact, he has created the entire earth for his son, Jesus Christ. Again, Psalm 2. He said to the son, ask of me, and I will give you the nations. Now, if you're reading in the King James versions, it says heathen, and the word heathen there means nations. I will give you the nations for an inheritance and the utmost parts of the earth for a possession. So we're seeking God for the joy of liberation on behalf of the nations, and in particular the Middle East, and even more specifically Egypt, Iran, and Iraq. And that's today. Please join me as we enter the throne room of our Majesty and King, none other than the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this Monday morning. Your word said, joy comes in the morning. Weeping may endure for a night. And maybe some of us wept last night, or the night before, or the night before. But you said, joy comes in the morning. And this is a morning of a kind where we're up. And we have joy because we're able to get up. We were able to wake up and from a season of rest, and we're now able to approach a brand new day. And we approach this day with confidence, not in ourselves, but in you, because you are our God. We are your people. Our help comes from you. We acknowledge that willingly today, and humbly so, because we know we're nothing without you. We're unable to build. We're unable to move, except that you live and move. And we have our being because we live and move in you. Today, even as we come, we have respect and regard for your righteousness, for your awesome holiness, for the clarity of your light, the power that you have to liberate. And we ask for liberation today from the stains of sin, transgression, and iniquity that have come upon us for whatever reason and whatever the situation may be. We ask and seek your forgiveness today. We confess the fact that we have failed, we have missed the mark, the targets, the standards that you have set in your word so clearly for us to understand and to follow, the principles of life that you've given to us. And there are places that we may have allowed death to take hold. We have become stained because we missed the mark. So today we ask that you would pass us by the altar of sacrifice where Jesus Christ laid his life down for us. Pardon me. We ask that you would cleanse us. We are standing on your word and your promise. It says, if we confess our sin, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We want to be just purely righteous. So we take on that promise today in faith, believing that you are God and your word is yea and amen. And so we enter in boldly, knowing that we've come past the checkpoint and we are cleared for entry. So we thank you today for receiving us. Each and every one of us, we pray that our words, our requests will come forth in righteousness, in clarity, and that there will be the joy of liberation even as we intercede in your presence. So we thank you today. Thank you for each and every one of our prayer team that has come on with us today. Thank you for each and every one of them. Bless them. May peace continually live and reside in their homes, in their households, in their family. May joy continually reside in their hearts. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And all of us, I believe, are able to say amen to that. Well, once again, welcome to all of you. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning. I love Mondays. I remember one time I didn't. I don't know about you. That was back in the dark days. You know, you wanted the weekend to just go on and on. You didn't want Monday to come. And so often we spoke of Monday, having the Monday blues, because we had to go to work on Monday. We had to cut the stuff and take care of our business. But now, every day is the same. It's full of joy. We welcome it because we acknowledge God as the head of the week. Monday is not the head of the week. The Lord is. Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and all of those wonderful days follow Him. So we're secure now, and praise God for that. We're not in dread of Mondays. And if you're experiencing any dread of this Monday, please experience the joy of liberation from that. It is liberating and freeing. Your lines are open, and today, this is our 34th day in our journey, which ends in 6 days. Palm Sunday comes in 6 days. Yes, it's Palm Sunday this coming Sunday, and our journey will end, this journey that we've taken, for which I'm so thankful, and I trust you are too, took us through the entire earth, praying for all of the nations. What better assignment than that? If you have a prayer request, now is a good time to make it known, and we will join you in going before the throne of grace with that prayer request. Often, according to the scripture, we have not because we ask not. The relationship that we have with our Father in heaven is a bilateral relationship. He asks of us, and we ask of Him. It's two-way. So He doesn't feel put upon when we come before Him with our prayer requests. So don't be reluctant to voice your prayer requests. When you speak it, you bring the power of liberation to whatever that circumstance is. If you don't want liberation in or for that circumstance or circumstances, then you don't say anything, which maintains the current and present status of that situation. So in other words, change, no say, no change. I can put it that way. Now, if you have a praise report, also you're empowering all of us to praise the Lord for something that he has done. So this is a very empowering event, our prayer assembly that we have, and our switchboard is quite populated or lit up with the many members of our prayer team that are on. So let's take advantage of the moment, shall we? Well, today we want to pray for and seek God for and on behalf of health care workers, that God will equip the health care workers of every kind to serve others with loving hearts, that God will bless them with perseverance and joy, that the pressure of their professions will not crush their families and friendships, that many will follow Christ. And we have in our midst, in our congregation, an excellent example of that. One of our members who lives in our community, she comes to church every Sunday, and she has a healthcare worker with her that's assigned to her. And if you want to hear and understand what we're doing here by praying for healthcare workers, that they too would follow Christ. Well, our healthcare worker is now a member of our fellowship. She was exposed to the gospel by having to be on the job with this other sister every Sunday. So she has to be there as a result of her profession, her job assignment. And so she came under the sound of the gospel. And now she is a woman of faith. And she's able to stand in the face of many trials. Her husband was very ill just recently. We prayed for him. He is up. God raised him up and all of that.
Yes.
She was in church yesterday. So, you see, prayers mean something and are effective. So let's pray for healthcare workers right now. Let's seek God on their behalf. We want to see many more of them saved so that they are able to persevere with joy in the midst of pressures, the pressures of their profession. They will survive. Their families will survive even as they serve, and their friendships will survive. Father, we lift up the healthcare workers who you have raised up with hearts of kindness and sensitivity to serve others with joy. You've wired them to do this. They enjoy what they do. And that's why they chose to walk in those occupations.
Yeah.
We thank you, Lord, that even as their occupations take them through various venues, that somehow the Holy Spirit would be able to orchestrate their introduction to your Son, Jesus Christ. They will find him. He will find them. There will be a meeting, a union and reunion of hearts where there's mutual humility, so that the relationship and life of heaven will thrive will come to life and begin to thrive in their hearts. And Father, we thank you for actually having us witness this phenomenon. It is great. We see the joy on the healthcare worker who is now saved. We see the peace radiating from her. And we know this is not reserved only for her. It's reserved for many, many others.
Yeah.
We pray for them right now that you would touch them in the innermost sanctums of their being, causing them to be quickened, to wake up to life in Christ Jesus. We thank you right now. And for those that already know you, Lord, we pray that they would be strengthened even on this day. Keep them. In the name of Jesus, we know of some of those that love to serve. Keep them, Lord, through the challenges of caring for those that need health care. In the name of Jesus, we call it this day, we call it done.
Yes.
In none other name than the name of Jesus. We stand on your word on behalf of these healthcare workers that your promises in the word says that they're blessed, highly favored, to be envied because they have regard for the weak. And the Lord delivers them in times of trouble. He protects them and preserve their lives, and he will continue to bless them in the land. We thank you for that word. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Hallelujah. We praise the name of the Lord. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Pardon my sniffling. I think, you know, it's that time of the year when we have these allergic reactions to what's in the air. And so I'm okay. I don't have a cold. It's just you get the runny nose, things like that out of the atmosphere. As I get younger and younger, I become more sensitive to these things. And I'm sure you will agree with me. Okay. I'd love to hear from you. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, please speak to us. Let us know that, or remind us that God is on the move and he is doing some wonderful things. I want to thank you for praying or responding in prayer to my prayer request for help with our restoration project as it relates to the building that we own and occupy where we worship. And it's for those of you who are far and wide, let me give you a brief description. It was built originally in 1927 as a movie theater. And in case you weren't around in 1927, neither was I. Let me tell you what that time period was. I just placed some pointers on what was going on at that time. This theater opened on the same week that Charles Lindbergh crossed the Atlantic by plane. That was the first Atlantic crossing by plane that week, 1927. Also, 1927 was also the period around which movies were going from the silent movie where, you know, you couldn't hear sound, you could only see animation, you know, and to changing over to talking movies, talking pictures. Yes, we're going back that far. So this is when our building was constructed. And so it is now a historic landmark. It's on the Federal List of Historic Places. And so we have the blessing of being the owners of that facility. So we thank God, and we're using it not only as a place of worship, but the idea is using it as an arts and cultural center in the middle of our community, in the center of it, to impact and change the community. So there are lots of projects, mini or sub-projects within the larger project, because you're doing phases and sections. As the Lord provides the financing. And so that is what's going on. And I'm in the midst of that, and I need God's help. And so when you hear me appeal for God's help, I need it. That's why I'm asking. Asking for prayer and all of that. So in the past, I've asked for prayer, and God is helping us make tough decisions and take giant steps of faith. So I thank God for you and for your prayers, and please continue to do the same. Do not cease. We won't quit or cease to pray for that until we have reached our destination. That is the complete redo and renewal and restoration of the facility and all that it takes. So continue to pray, and if God prays, if God speaks to your heart about making a contribution to what is a multimillion dollar project, then you may go to our website, which is www.newarktab.org.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello?
Hello. Please, Lord. Please, Lord. Please, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Heaven, let's continue to worship.
Pastor will be right back on. And then
thank you,
me.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory
hallelujah.
To you. Mm-hmm. We praise your name. We surrender to you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we can lift up prayer for the continuation of our restoration. Somebody can lift that up in prayer as we wait.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Can
anyone hear me?
Thank you, Lord.
Hear you.
Oh, glory to you.
Hear me.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Can anyone hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, can we just continue to pray? Pastor will be back on in a few minutes.
Hallelujah.
He just got connected somehow. Devil is busy.
Yes, he is.
We continue to pray.
However, we have the victory because we're
in the name
back.
Of Hallelujah.
Well, you know, it's just a reminder.
We can go back to the pits and never to return again. In the name of Jesus, I will praise you, glory and honor
hallelujah.
In Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. It's just a reminder that we're at war, and Our task is to win battles. And so I was giving a description, as you well recall, just a few minutes ago, when I heard the blip, I got disconnected, you know. And so, you know, don't be troubled. Don't be anxious. It's a part of doing war. And the worst thing about doing war is not winning. So we're in a war, not that we chose a war, but that's the nature of reality. We're pressing forward in faith. And it just shows you that for those of us that are listening near and far, that we're not without experiencing resistance. But Paul tells us that we are to resist the devil, and he will flee from us. And what happens?
Amen.
You know, I've been doing this long enough to understand what the scripture is talking about. You will be doing an important task. It may be as simple as being on your computer, putting together a program or some kind of thing that relates to the advancement of the kingdom of God. And the gremlins, so to speak, will get into that computer and it will give you hell. All of a sudden, all kinds of things are going wrong. I've had that happen so many times. So it's like, you know, when it does happen. And so we're dealing with computers all across. Where you have a computer, if you're using your cell phone, or you're logged in somewhere across the earth, or it doesn't matter where you're, even if you're on just a regular landline, it's still going through computers. And computers are vulnerable to the gremlins, that's what I call them, these bugs that the enemy will dispatch that will disrupt your communication, disrupt your task, all of that. So that was just one more incident of that. So over the years, I'm immune to being upset. I just press forward knowing that I'm on an assignment. And the assignment didn't come from me, didn't come from the earth, it came from the authority, the supreme authority, who is Lord over every gremlin in the name of Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord. So I was saying, if the Lord speaks to your heart, and I pray that he does, you can go to our website, www.dworktab.org, any time of the day or night, from anywhere in the world. And you can, right on the homepage, you'll see a wonderful rendering, photograph, actually, an actual photograph of our sanctuary. And you also, right there, can make a contribution using PayPal, credit card, debit card, whatever. Just hit the donate button. It will guide you through the process. And you can be a blessing. Okay, let's get back to the primary focus. And our primary focus is to lift up someone, something, some circumstances before the Lord. I want to pray for a family that has just experienced the parting of a loved one. I believe she was 8 or 9 years of age, and I don't remember her first name right now, but a good brother and friend of ours, his family has just experienced that bereavement, and the family name is Carr, and we want to recognize that reality and lift them up. So let us do that right now. Father, we want to lift up the Carr family right now. Lord, we know that you are touched by those things that touch us. And you know that we never get used to the parting of loved ones. It leaves us with a lot of grief. But if it weren't for you, we would be in worse conditions and worse shape. We won't only be left with grief, but we would be left with despair. But because of you, we don't have to despair. We know there's a day coming when the dead in Christ shall rise first. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for the comfort that comes right from your throne, the compassion, the sympathy that's directed towards those that are experiencing bereavement. We pray right now that you would strengthen this family and you would cause them, even as they experience your grace and your mercy, to return your look and your attention, by their attention to look at you. They will look to you, knowing that that's the only way they can make it. Their strength will fade and wane, but what comes from you lasts. We speak your peace over them right now, even as they try to grapple with their feelings and emotions during this time of grief, that you would keep them in perfect peace. Keep them strong in their minds and in their spirit. We pray right now that you would bless them. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Okay. If once again, thank you for being with us. And I trust that you, having the victory in the Lord, and that you're feeling or sensing the fact that you're blessed. And what it means is that you're highly favored, to be envied, and that you're empowered. And that's what this day, as the sun comes up, and I see it's daylight outside already, and for which we thank the Lord. And this day, pray to be a blessing to others. Not just you be blessed, but be a blessing to others. Seek out ways and opportunities to be a blessing, even if it's as simple as a smile, where you just intentionally smile at others. And when you smile on behalf of the kingdom, light goes forth and touch others. And they can sense it. They may not understand what they're sensing, but they can. Because it's coming from the Spirit of God through you to that individual. So look at people intentionally. Don't walk with your head down, looking at the ground. The ground is already blessed. And bless those who are walking in the darkness. Send them just a little light. Just a little. It helps. It won't change the earth in one day, but it could change by one individual encountering. And if someone wants to speak with you, and it may happen, it happens all the time with myself and others, you want to know why they're talking to you. They don't know you, and you don't know them, but they want to tell you their whole life story while you're sitting on the bus next to them, or on the train, or you're standing in the line next to them, going about your business, and all of a sudden they're telling their entire life story, and you're like, what is this? I don't know this person. This person didn't know me. You know why they're telling you? Because they found a place and a space of peace. And when you enter any atmosphere where there's turbulence or likely to be turbulence, there's a peace that enters, the peace of heaven that goes with you. And they sense it. And you may be totally unconscious of that reality, that that's what's happening. And so they feel they can share what they can't share with no one else, because no one else will listen. Just listen. That's all. Let them talk. So you're in the line for 5 minutes. Let them talk for 5 minutes if they want to. Then you go your way. You've left a foretaste of the kingdom of God with them. Isn't that awesome? I had to learn that. Both my wife and I, it took us many years. We learned that, and we would be just amazed at people just opening up and talking to us like if we're their psychiatrists or something. But we understand that. So be a blessing to me. You can do that. And greet them. Say good morning. Good afternoon. And more importantly, say, God bless you. And our time is just about up, and I want to say thank God for you, thank God for the season of prayer this morning, and thank God for the victory the enemy tried to steal our voice. We have the victory. So I want to bless you today. God bless you. Because you're blessed, you're awesomely faithful and divinely helped. So let me leave the benediction with us. Take it from Revelation 7, verse 12. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God ever and ever. Amen. See you tomorrow. And we're looking to have a guest on tomorrow. Really? We're still celebrating 1 year.
The full time, Christ Jesus. Thank you for making us a success by your participation.
Have a blessed day, everyone. Walk in victory.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a blessed day. Good morning, Pastor. Thank you for your prayer this morning.